Hello, everybody. It's me, Roscoe, and welcome to another edition of the Kings of Anglia Track the Gales Talk podcast, which is sponsored by John Fowler Solicitors. Big up Mark Kendi and the team there for the continued support. And today, we have a very special podcast because we're discussing the Day to Remember at Portman Road, and we're joined by a very special guest in goalkeeper. Fantastic person all round, Nina Miyalo. Nina, it's a pleasure to be joined by you. How's things?
Great. Yeah, really good. Had an amazing weekend. Feeling great. Have training later, so hopefully, you know, I'm sure me and the girls will be talking about the weekend all over again. So, yeah, great things happening.
Yeah, I'm sure you're still buzzing. I'm sure the players are still buzzing from the weekend. And what a weekend it was because, yeah, Town Women's team playing at Portman Road in a league match for the first ever time. And not a bad crowd, Nina. Let's give a shout out to the fans because they came. We called for them and over 10,000 watched at Portman Road. That number is fantastic. I think it's the third most attendance on the weekend. I think the England game against Brazil at Wembley, and then I think the Manchester Derby, and we were third. So to think, you know, we had the most fans in a ground, third most was amazing. But when you saw that number, unbelievable numbers.
Yeah, it was crazy. I think, on Friday training, the day before that game, we were talking about it and say it would be great to get 10,000, because I think by that time it was, 8,000 to 9,000 tickets sold. And then to see that number just over 10,000, it was surreal, to be honest. None of us couldn't believe it, but it was great.
And we're going to talk about the whole day. Obviously, yourself coming off the bench, and that must have been an amazing moment, you know, coming on and having all the fans cheer. We'll get onto that in a bit. But I want to sort of talk about the build-up, you know, waking up, knowing you're going to be going to Portman Road to play a match. What was that like, you know, walking up? I'm sure everyone had butterflies, a bit nerves. How are you feeling when you woke up on Saturday? Of course, Saturday. Normally, Saturday's, you know, maybe your chill day or whatever. Sunday's the game day normally, but Saturday.
Yeah, normally Saturday I actually have work, so to have a massive game like that, it was a different feeling. I woke up the same as every week, excited. This one's a little bit different. But when I met the girls, they were actually quite nervous. Like, some of them were actually a little bit, when we got on the coach on the way back to Portman, they were a bit nervous, but I was pretty chill. I kind of like to take it all in and just enjoy it. So, or probably it's a bit different because I wasn't starting. But, not really much nerves, to be honest. So, yeah.
And, of course, it was sort of the same build-up as the men would do. You know, all you went to Portman Road, you know, parked up, then got onto the coach, went to Playford Road, had some lunch. And then I'm sure you then knew it was real when you got on the coach once again, driving to Portman Road. And obviously, you had a welcome from the fans. What was that like, you know, coming off the coach and there was fans there, high-fiving, obviously, probably wanting pictures and stuff. But, yeah, and obviously cameras there as well. What was that like?
It was so different. Obviously, the experience from that day to not what we normally get in the when we get to AGO Arena, it was different. You know, coming off the bus, being announced off the bus, and then just seeing the little fans there, paired with parents and cameras everywhere. It was amazing. It was really good.
And then, of course, you get into the dressing room and all your shirts are up. What was that like, that moment where you saw, you know, your number, your name on the shirt? Obviously, you know, you normally get that at all the other grounds you go to, and obviously at Felix, though, but this time it's Portman Road, a massive dressing room. So you've got some space to sort of move around.
Yeah, the changing room is massive. Just walking through that door and seeing my shirt there and seeing everyone's reactions, we were all like buzzing. Music was straight on. Get the feeling going, and like I said, like, all of our stuff was sort of laid out already for us, and that's not something that we're used to. So it was a whole different feeling. It was kind of like a feeling that not many of us have felt before. So
Yeah, and then obviously you then walk onto the pitch, just have a little wander, have a little look round. Obviously, knowing you're going to be playing on this pitch, what was that like? And obviously, it's a carpet now, Portland Road. And yeah, obviously, there's some grounds we go to. The pitches aren't the great. Normally, sometimes we play on 3G. So that's always a different service to adapt to. But knowing you're going to be playing on this carpet at Portland Road, I'm sure you can't wait for it.
Yeah, great pitch. And it was, you know, when we got there, the weather wasn't actually that bad. So we actually got to see it in a really good condition. And yeah, the grass was, you know, perfectly leveled. Massive space for us. Yeah, we were just sort of looking around and sort of trying to get the feeling of it. But yeah, walking up was great. Really good.
And of course, you've you know, been at some football grounds before, and you know, MK Dons early in the season at Stadium K, which is a big stadium as well. But when you look at the goals, they feel a little bit bigger when it's actually in a stadium. Normally, as you say, you know, they are the same length as any yeah. goal on any other ground, but it must feel a bit different as a goalkeeper when you sort of walk up to it and go, "That looks a bit bigger than a normal one."
No, actually, I actually told Laura it looked a bit smaller.
Okay.
And yeah, I was thinking, maybe have I like gone taller or something, but I think she said because the stadium is massive, it actually makes the goal a little bit smaller maybe. But yeah, no, I actually had a little bit of different feeling with the goal. It was a little bit smaller than I expected, but yeah, I think it's because of the stadium.
That's probably better then for you. Then you're not so intimidated by the goal. You think, okay, I'll be easy to save goals in this one. Easy, happy days. That's good. Funny enough, I don't know if you guys, girls, sort of, you know, knew about this, but it hailed at some point. I don't know if that, you know, you guys see that, but I was outside in the fan zone just speaking to some fans, and it just out of nowhere hailed, and I thought, oh, please don't be one of these days. So did you girls see that?
Yeah, so we started warming up, and as soon as we were kicking the ball about, it just absolutely went down with hail. And yeah, we were just waiting for Nicola to warm us up, but I think she was a bit busy in the change room, so we were just out there and we were soaked, and then it just went away again. It was a bit weird, but yeah, it's good that it didn't continue. That's the main thing.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's one of those moments where you went, oh, please don't. Like, the day wouldn't have been ruined, but it would have been just in terms of like the football and stuff. Oh, you know, the weather. Yeah. But hopefully it was nice sunshine. It was a bit of a overcast day, but it weren't too bad overall, which is good. But yeah, obviously the warm-ups, what was that like? You know, of course, goalkeepers, you're normally the first ones to come out. So what was that like, just clapping the fans? Obviously, you know, not all the fans were in the ground at that point, but there was still a good amount.
Yeah. So, Kieran gave us a heads up that, you know, we might be clapped when we come out, because obviously me and Laura and Paul, we come out a little bit earlier than the players. And yeah, he just wanted us to interact. And I think the first few seconds when we went out, there were not many people clapped. So I was just thinking, oh, I'm not really sure if we're supposed to clap now. But then, yeah, as soon as we got further and further, got clapped by some of the fans, some of my family, and it was great. And to see it on Town TV as well, on that video, yeah, it was really good. Biggest smile on my face.
Yes, definitely indeed. And obviously, and all the players come out, and obviously now fans were coming in, and I'm sure you were looking around thinking, oh, this is going to be a really good crowd. Of course, as you said, we already sold 8,000, and then obviously in the end it was 10,137, which is just incredible. You know, fair play to all the fans who came out, and obviously it was, you know, kids of all ages, you know their parent, but also just anybody, even some blokes just went, yeah, why not? I want to go and support the girls. So that's, which is good to see. And obviously, you know, you went back into the dressing room, and then obviously then the moment where the players came out, you know, obviously you were on the bench, but you sort of, you can see that visually. And so what was that like, feeling like goosebumps?
Yeah. I was so excited for them. Just really proud to see them come out together and experience it together. And yeah, like you said, you know, I was, even though I was on the bench, I sort of knew what they were feeling, and just to come out with their mascots as well, and people, you know, little kids that they really cherish in front of, again, like tens and thousands of people. It's a great feeling, great to see.
Yeah, it's great to see all the little mascots. And shout out to my niece. She was actually Laura's mascot. So,
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was. So, yeah, big shout out to my niece, Alana, who was Laura's mascot. And, yeah, it was just great to see all the mascots. And, of course, Joe's daughter, only 8 months old daughter, was Boswell's, Mira Boswell's, Captain Bos. I went really formal on it, Boswell. But, of course, Bos's mascot, which is, like, yeah, probably the youngest mascot ever. But, yeah, that's a lovely, lovely moment. And, obviously, then it was game time, Nina, and it was a bit of a cagey, wasn't it? First sort of 10 minutes, I think everyone probably still had nerves. Obviously, Chatham, you know, fair play to them. They came here and they wanted to give us a game as well because there's an experience for them as well as players for Chatham. Sadly, they got relegated on the day, but I'm sure they sort of enjoyed the experience as a whole in terms of playing at a stadium in front of those crowd. But yeah, sort of cagey first 10 minutes. What was your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think, we possessed the ball a lot the first few minutes. I think we had some chances, and actually the first few minutes I actually said to EK or Izzy, we're gonna do a lot of damage here. I can see it, like we got the ball a lot forward and a lot of balls in the box for Tash and runners, and you know, some of them didn't quite get in, but I was thinking, you know, give us more time and I think we could do a lot of damage here. So yeah, fair play to Chatham. I think they did a great, I think they were sitting on a block. I think they kind of let us have the ball a lot and then just sort of defended it and went for the counter attack. But yeah, must be a different feeling for them.
Yeah, and obviously there was a big stoppage where Lucio Bryan and the Chatham skipper clashed heads. Obviously a moment where you think, oh, I hope everything's all right. I remember zooming in to Lucy and go, oh god, she's got a bit of blood going through, and obviously she had to get a bandage around her. She looked like back in the day Terry Butcher, of course, a men's town legend. But yeah, obviously a close friend of yours. Thankfully she carried on. Unfortunately the Chatham captain had to come off, but yeah, moment that Lucy's probably thinking, oh, big moment, I'm having to now wear a bandage.
Yeah, obviously when we saw that, obviously any head injury is a serious injury, and you know, she went down for a few minutes, and it was longer than we expected. And then when we heard that, you know, she was bleeding and that the Chatham girl wasn't okay as well, we were all a bit worried. And when we saw her started getting rapid with the bandage, we thought that she looked like she was playing in America. You know, when the girls have that massive wrap on their head, but you know, I'm glad she was okay and it wasn't anything serious, and she went back on the pitch and she continued, so that was good.
Fair play for Lucy to carry on, because that's always you know, obviously head injuries, you always have to watch out. But fair play, the amount of minutes she did play on, which is good to see. Obviously now of course got the memories of her having a bandage now, so it's just like, ah, she's like, well, damn it, I could have had some really nice pictures without a bandage, but it's something to remember and just look back on, I'm sure. And then that stoppage, obviously there was a good stoppage, then the game resumed, and the first goal happened, and I think it had to be, didn't it? It had to be Natasha Thomas, the score, the goal. And this was one hell of a strike and one of my favourite sort of goals, to hit the post and in. What was your reaction when you saw that go in?
That was crazy. I actually thought when she first touched the ball, I thought she was going to shoot. Then she took another touch and then she sort of like full on swing the ball across her and hooked it. And when it hit the post, obviously everyone hears that noise and it went in. First goal, could have not been a better first goal, to be honest. We were all buzzing in the bench, all screaming, and to hear all the fans clap and cheer on it was really good. And I'm bet Tash is really buzzing for that. So yeah.
Yeah, it was great, a great moment, because, this is the first time we had, you know, really a big crowd really celebrate a goal. And obviously, we said beforehand, all the players celebrate. Go on, you got to enjoy the day and celebrate. Yeah. And obviously, she did that and everyone got involved, which was great to see. And it was 1-0. And, had to be the the legendary Natasha Thomas scoring her 147th goal. Of course, she went on to score later in the game. And then, obviously, then it was Sophie Pescott to make it 2-0. And I watched back the game just before coming on, and she got a bit fortunate. You know, some of the defenders, you know, clip that, but still, she has to still, you know, does what she normally does, weaves around defenders. And yeah, it was a solo goal in the end. But yeah, what a goal.
Yeah, what a goal for her. And yeah, like you said, there was a little bit of a, you know, could be a questionable defending from Chatham. I think it went through one of their legs or a missed clearance. I'm not really sure. But yeah, you know, she finished it off and she took her chance. And, you know, her celebration was great, kissed the badge and everything. So, yeah, I know she was buzzing and you can see it on her face. So I'm really happy for her.
Yeah, and so that's 2-0, and that's half time, done and dusted. Then second half comes in, and Natasha Thomas makes it 3-0. And do you know what? I didn't appreciate this goal as much until I watched it back this morning. And, you know, she really had to make some good movement and, you know, do a bit of a false move to, you know, intercept the defender, and then boom, another goal, make it 3-0, and a brace on the day.
Drop a shoulder, and I think when I watched it back, the defender slid in, and then that's when she finished it. Keeper had no chance because I think it was quite a close distance, but she done really well, and yeah, that was her second goal, and I thought she was going to get a hat trick, to be honest. I think all of us was thinking, I think she should get a hat trick, but I know she was buzzing for it, and yeah. I know she was feeling great, so yeah, it was really good.
It would have been a great moment if she scored the hat trick. But unfortunately not. But then at least there was other goal scorers on the day as well. And I have actually forgot to mention, I'm sure Bonnie was like thinking, oh, I was hoping you're gonna forget about it. But we've got to mention it. Sadly Bonnie did miss a penalty, but we're gonna talk about the point of view of the goalie, as you're a goalkeeper, appreciate the save as well. Obviously, Bonnie's normally the one to step up and she scores it, but obviously a big pressure moment in front of that many fans. But you've got to appreciate the save by the goalie. Would you say that's a top save?
Yeah, I'd say I think she played really well that game.
Yeah.
I think she did a really good save. It was quite a hard shot and mid-height. Shot as well, and I actually asked Bonnie and I think she said she changed her mind last minute, because I think she might have thought that Chatham did their analysis and, you know, sort of guessed that Bonnie went the same way over time, so she thought of switching it up. But fair play to the keeper. Great save, but I'm sure Bonnie was a little bit disappointed with that, but you know, she said it's all right. I'm sure she will get next one. So yeah,
I'm sure she bounced back. And she, of course, Bonnie had a great game anyway. So it's like, don't worry, Bonnie. Yeah. You may have missed a penalty, but you had a great game. So it's all good. And the goalkeeper saved it. So it's not like you blasted over the bar. It's, you know, it's a good save from the keeper. And as you said, I think their keeper had a really good game. I think it could have been even more goals if it wasn't for their goalkeeper. So yeah, big shout out to their goalkeeper. Obviously we mentioned Tash's goal, make it 3-0, and then the fourth goal. Probably the pick of the bunch, isn't it? Because what a team goal. Once again, I didn't appreciate it until when you watch it back. In live, you know, watching it, you think, oh, that's a good goal. But when you watch it back, I didn't even think of Tash's back heel. I didn't actually see it in real time until you watch it back. I went, that is like cheeky from Tash to do that back heel, and a great finish from Lena.
I think the ball started from a back line. Laura got involved with it as well. Went to Evie. Then did it go to Summer?
Yeah, did you?
Yeah, Summer and then Tash. Yeah, it was a lot of passes went through it, and then to see, I thought Tash was going to hit it first time, but no, she sort of set it back to Lena. First time strike from her, powerful, and went top bins as well. Her celebration and the energy from her and all the fans and the team was great. And you can tell it was one goal, because I think Laura came down and celebrated with them. So, I was really happy about that. And Joe's reaction and everyone's reaction was really good.
Yeah, I love that. Sadly, I missed it because it was like a massive bundle, of course. And I just saw, oh, Laura's down here. It was like, brilliant, though. Brilliant. Obviously, she started the move. So it was like, yeah, brilliant celebration. What a moment. Like, that's a long way to go, a run as well. I'm sure Laura was knackered. She was like, I maybe should have done that. But yeah, just the adrenaline going
she
through.
She was blowing.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, I can imagine. But yeah, what a goal to make it 4-0. Then 5-0. Summer Hughes to make it and to wrap up the win. The ball ping, you know, just going in the box, and someone was there just to welly it in to make it five.
Finish it, yeah. Pescott was it? I think it was from Pescott's cross. Yeah. Keeper saved it, and a bit of a scrappy clearance, a rebound, and then second ball, someone was there, and I could see it in her face that she was really buzzing, and fifth goal, but everyone still had the energy to celebrate, and I'm really happy for her to score and not to only score but score in front of a lot of people, and I'm sure she was really happy about that. So great way to finish.
Yeah, brilliant way to finish. And she's scored a few goals this season, which is good to see, adding that to her number. And she sort of had to get pushed, didn't she, by Evie to like celebrate, because obviously we're winning 5-0, but Evie went, no, come on, enjoy this moment.
Like Kieran said to us, it's really important for us to whenever we score, we interact with the fans and celebrate as much as we can and just enjoy it. And I'm glad that Evie kind of might have like gave her the courage to do that, because I know that's a little bit out of her comfort zone, but either way, I'm sure she was buzzing and really happy. So
And obviously Summer does what she does, consistent every week. So another good performance from Summer. And I think that's a good performance from everyone. I think everyone gets a good 8-9 out of 10, like pretty much. I think everyone had a good game. So big shout out to everyone who played. And obviously yourself, Nina, coming off the bench. Yeah. What was that moment like, getting ready to walk onto that pitch? Obviously you're already warmed up and all that stuff, but this time you are going to come on to replace Laura and get ready for your name to be shouted out. And then obviously now, getting ready to get clapped on.
Yeah, it was a feeling I can't describe, to be honest. I think when Joe told me to get ready, I was like, oh wow, I think I might actually get on. And warming up, and then it got clapped while warming up. It was great. And then sort of getting ready, there was a little bit of an issue with my socks, I think. The referee said, I don't know about my cut socks, but everyone had cut socks. So and then to get on, and my family was right next to me as well, so they got a whole view of it. And hearing my name out loud and getting announced, and a lot of people clapping, I think it was a feeling that I've never experienced before. So it was a great feeling and something I will always remember. So good
day to remember. Of course, both got a clean sheet, so that's good to see. Laura had a few chances at her, and then I think you had a bit more. It's maybe you had more things to sort out, because obviously I think they had got a corner, didn't they, Chatham, at one stage? I think they had a chance. So you're a bit busier maybe than Laura.
I would say so. I think we were both quite busy in possession. Out of possession, I had a corner and something to deal with. And obviously that quite a little bit of confusion with Buzz, which was my responsibility. But definitely threw me off a little bit. But we were both busy, and it was great to get involved as much as possible with the time I had, and really happy that we got clean sheet. So
that's good. And put you on a spot here. What can you remember from that first touch when you got the ball for the first time, and obviously the fans cheering on and getting that ball for the first time?
Oh, it was it was a different feeling. I wasn't really nervous, to be honest. I think I just sort of wanted to enjoy it, play how I play, get involved as much as possible. Whether that's just in possession and communication, and just sort of how I play in training and in other games. So yeah, but you know, to get that first touch of the ball, I was, you know, the energy was there and I wanted to get involved a little bit more and yeah, it was a great feeling.
Yeah, I can imagine. And we've got to talk about another big moment on the day. A returning king, Eloise King, obviously made her return. Obviously, a big Town fan. Obviously, she made a late cameo, but what a moment for her, being a big, you know, she's a Town fan, as I said, and to come on, make a return. Obviously, she's been out all season, unfortunately, but I'm sure you were both on the bench talking and thinking, oh, are we going to get a chance to play? And obviously, you both did. But that moment when he came on, I'm sure that was a moment that all the players just loved.
You know, like you said, she's been out for almost all of the season, and to see her come on that day was, you know, we couldn't be more proud. I couldn't be more proud. She's done, you know, she's gone through so much on and off the pitch, to get where she is, and I know she's put so much work into it, and there's a lot of people around her that's supporting her, and I'm sure she's thankful for. And yeah, you know, like you said, she's, you know, she's been there since a very young age, so I'm sure it was a dream come true for her to play at that stadium and have her family come and watch. And yeah, we spoke about it on the bench. She said, you know, I said to her that it would, you know, I think it would be great to see you get on, and she'd be really happy to get on even for a couple of minutes. So yeah, to see her get on, it was really proud, and we were all very, very, very happy for her. And I'm sure she was very, very happy as well. So yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure she was, and I'm sure her family was as well. And that's a big thing as well. All of you are supported by, you know, great families. You know, all your family were there, and obviously the full-time whistle hits. And yeah, 5-0 win, clean sheet, 3 points on the board. Unfortunately, you know, the season, you know, is sadly fizzling out, but it's still, what a day, a landmark day, a day to, you know, inspire the next generation. How's that feel to be, you know, you hopefully going to be inspire the next goalkeepers coming through as well?
Yeah, and you know, I think that was our aim, you know, just to sort of get out there and deliver how we, you know, we play. And like, you know, Kyra said a few times, there's some people that came that first time to, you know, to see us and watch us play, and that was our main goal, to sort of just, you know, deliver how we play and stick to the principles, and but also, you know, inspire the generation. And you know, to be able to do that, it was really good. And you know, to hear comments as well after the game from the little fans as well, it was really inspiring, and it gave us a little bit more motivation actually. So yeah, it was really good.
And my former co-host Blue Wilson was doing co-coms for Town TV. Big shout out to Blue, who obviously still miss you, Blue. We all miss you. But I think I'm doing an okay job as the main host these days. But yeah, I do miss you. I wish you could come back. But yeah, good job. Shout out to Glenn as well, who is the main commentator as well. But yeah, it's great to see the Town TV footage and, you know, Town in Five and stuff, as you mentioned. You know, it was great. You watched that with your dad. You know, what was that moment like? You know, seeing that sort of footage, that behind the scenes stuff.
Like, you know, he was there, but to watch it sort of get edited and finalized, and see the behind the scenes that he didn't quite see. Yeah, he was really buzzing for me and the team. And you know, I think I might have to watch it with the whole family now, since he really enjoyed it. So yeah.
And obviously, Joe has called you all the Trailblazers because of that reason, because of that amazing attendance, the just inspiring the next generation. Obviously, you all celebrated afterwards. What was that like, you know, as a team, sort of after the game, knowing you played at Portland Road, and just to enjoy the day as a whole and have a good night as well?
We discussed that we wanted to do something as a team and get many of us involved as much as we can, to sort of, you know, just to celebrate that day and have fun, and you know, get to know each other, you know, a little bit more, and just be with each other after that day. And yeah, it was great. We had a fun night. It was a long night, I must admit, but yeah, it was really fun. And you know, sometimes those days are needed, and there's nothing wrong with having those days. So yeah, we definitely had fun, but now it's back to work. So yeah.
Yeah, what a day, a landmark day for the club. And yeah, bring on the next time we play at Portland Road. Can't wait for that. But yeah, six games left to go this season. Mm. But before we get into that, I want to sort of talk to about your journey, Nina, in football. That's always the first question I always like to ask. How did you sort of start? How did you get into football? Was it your dad thing? Was it a family thing? How did you get into football?
I think it was in primary school, actually. I wasn't that typical girl that, you know, wanted to stay indoors and sort of, I just sort of wanted to get out there. And I think a couple of the boys wanted me, you know, asked me to join a game of football. And because I wasn't really, obviously, I didn't know anything about it. This sort of just put me in goal and actually made some great saves. And then, yeah, it just carried on from there. The next day, they sort of kept asking me and got into it more and started watching it, the men's football. And then joined the boys team. And then sort of from there, it was the Norwich girls, got into that. And then obviously, yeah, Ipswich. So it's been a long journey, but yeah, that's how I started.
Yeah, it's always a question you get asked. Definitely a goalkeeper. Like, did you always want to be a goalkeeper? So was that just that moment? Yeah, at school, you just got sort of chucked in because and then you made some good say. You went, you know what? I like this. I like diving about.
Yeah. I think that was. It was definitely a painful position to be in. But I think I was just so overwhelmed with the praises from, you know, not just the boys but the teachers, and they started telling my dad, and my dad saw potential and he sort of pushed me, you know, to get into the team, and then they sort of saw potential as well. So it just kept progressing from there. And then I just sort of said, you know, I'll just stick to being a goalkeeper. And I enjoyed the position anyway. So, yeah.
And you mentioned you started at Norwich, but we'll ignore that part. It's fine. Everyone's got to start their journey. Obviously, then you joined Ipswich Town, which is a good thing, back in the summer of 2020. What was that feeling like when you got that sort of call, you're joining the club and obviously part of the academy set up back then?
Yeah, it was a whole different part of my career. You know, I think I had to move out because of, you know, I was sort of in the sense, the St. Joe's as well, as a, you know, in college. So moving out, that was a whole different experience. And then coming into a whole different team, and a team that I knew that was, you know, that had high standards. I knew a couple of the players, like Kyra, Blue was there as well. And and then first training, I sort of was overwhelmed with how, you know, great the standard was and how intense it was. And, you know, I think that's when I realised I needed to step up. And, to be part of that was great. And, yeah, it was really good.
I'll put you on a spot here. Which sort of goalkeepers sort of inspire you? What sort of goalkeepers do you look up to? You sort of watch their clips and just you sort of use that sort of style? Of course, you do your own style, but any of that, mm-hmm. you know, sort of stand out for you?
In the younger age, it was Manuel Neuer. I really liked how much he involved himself in the games, you know, sort of sweeper keeper sort of style, to get out there and get out of the comfort zone of the box. I really liked that one. The women's, I was going to say probably Mary Earps, just because of, you know, what she's done with England and the confidence she has. And you know, I think she's a whole different level in everything. So, yeah, I really do look up to her as well.
And of course, goalkeeper has changed so much. Goalkeeping has changed a lot. Obviously, you know, back in the day, you know, goalkeeper just boot up the field and, you know, hope for the best. Mm-hmm. Hope the big striker heads it on. But now, obviously, you've got to do a lot of footwork and you've got a lot of possession base as well. You know, how's that been adapting like that?
Yeah, that is very true. When I was in the grassroots with the girls, that was just my main worry, just sort of just getting out of, you know, saving the ball, but also, you know, getting out of my box and just let the, you know, let my players deal with it. But now it's sort of, definitely when I came into Ipswich, it was definitely more, you know, really keep the ball and remain the possession of the ball, and trying my best to do that in whatever situations possible. It's definitely a different style now, but I guess it's for the benefit of myself as well. Work on my feet a little bit more. So yeah, it's good.
That's good. And obviously, you progressed to make your debut. You're playing for the academy side, obviously, but then you made your debut against QPR. And sadly, Nina, I wasn't there. I missed it. So I wasn't able to see the girl. I was away somewhere. That must have been a great feeling knowing you're going to be making your debut for the first team.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, Joe told me, I think, when we arrived there that he's going to start me. He was going to play me. And when he told me that, I was a little bit nervous because I didn't expect it. If I can remember, I don't think I have a lot of things to do. Just getting involved and, with the possession with the girls and, like I said, just sort of, communicating and trying to get involved as much as I can. It was a great experience.
A clean sheet as well. I know you didn't have much to do, but you always, just in case, if that's sometimes the worst moment, actually, when you've got nothing to do and out of nowhere they strike and you're like, oh no. One moment. But so you've got to make sure you're sort of making sure you're ready for anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. I think that's the hardest thing in some situations where, for the longest time in the game, we weren't really involved, possession and out of possession, and then somehow they break a counter attack and they have that one shot on you, or you've had to come out and get the ball. It could be really easy to switch off and sort of just stay away from that position situation. But it's really important to sort of stay switched on and remain calm in that situation.
Yeah, the one word I was thinking of there, I couldn't think of it at the time, concentration, innit? Concentration all the time, making sure you're ready for anything, which is good to see. And obviously, you're understudy to Sarah Quantrill for a few seasons. Obviously, Sarah, no longer with us. She's gone to Norwich, obviously. She was actually at the game on Saturday, which was great to see. So shout out to Sarah for coming. I think she was a guest for Michael Kennedy, obviously, at John Fowler's solicitors. Big up them for their continued support for sponsoring this podcast. But yeah, what was that like being an understudy for Sarah? Obviously an experienced goalkeeper played at the highest level.
Yeah, I've learned a lot from her. She was really supportive and, like I said, she was a bit more mature than me and, not only in the game, but in life in general. And so, in situations I didn't really know how to handle, she was there and she gave me, advice. And yeah, she was definitely someone I, looked up to with how she performs and how she delivers in game and how, calm she remains. And I think there was a lot of times where I asked her, is she nervous for the game? And her response was always no, because she's just so used to it. And she has her ways to sort of deal with the nerves. And, that's something that I really wanted to overcome because I get nervous a lot. So yeah, she's definitely inspired a lot, me a lot. So yeah.
And of course this season you've had Poppy Sopar and Laurie Hartley, the goalkeepers union, it's a big thing, isn't it? And shout out to Paul. What's Paul been like as a goalkeeping coach as well? You've had a few goalkeeping coaches through the years, but Paul the last 2 years has been with you and he's done a good job.
Yeah, he's done a very good job on and off the pitch, keeping us updated with things, and he's a very good coach. The sessions that he puts up, and he makes sure that we're all like prepped for the week and prepared for the game. And I've learned so much from him, and he's very supportive, and it's something that I can't be more thankful for. And he really pushes me and Laura and Poppy when she was here, and makes it a healthy competition for three of us. So, he's, I couldn't be more grateful to have him in here. So, yeah.
That's good. And let's talk about Laura a little bit as well, because Laura, you know, what a character, another leader, a part of the team as well. A bit of a quiet leader, but she still, you know, makes her presence known and stuff like that. But yeah, another good goalkeeper as well.
Yeah, she's like you said, she's a leader off the pitch. She's definitely come out of her comfort zone and got more involved. And you know, again, she's a player that I look up to. You know, on and off the pitch, and yeah, she brings a lot of character onto the pitch. And she's one of those that's like you said, she's quite quiet, but when you get to know her, she can be, you know, out there. And me and her, we have a good relationship. It just makes everything better on the pitch, knowing that we're on good terms and we're cool with each other. So yeah, she's a great person.
That's good to hear. And obviously, of course, you want to get some minutes this season. You had a little loan spell at Cambridge and you had a lot of work to do, but you, of course, got mm-hmm. playing a match award loads of time. But yeah, what was that experience like? You know, knowing you're going to be playing week in, week out, and you were busy at Cambridge City.
Yeah, it was a whole different experience for me, I think. Being on loan is something I've never experienced before in my career, and to sort of, you know, manage two teams, you know, train with Ipswich, but also train with them, and then knowing that I'll be playing with them on a weekend, at first it was hard to balance, but I got there, and I've got nothing but respect for the club, and they've done a lot for me, and you know, to play me week in, week out, and sort of get my experience up and get my confidence up is, you know, something I'm really grateful for. And I've made a lot of relationships with, you know, good relationships with the girls. The coaches there are very supportive, and I felt very respected since, you know, first training session with them. And so, yeah, I hope, you know, I'm sure they'll do well this season. So, yeah.
Yeah, and obviously for that form and also just your connection with Ipswich Town as well, you get called up to your national team for the Philippines for the first time. Obviously, you got called up again for the Cup as well in Spain. So that must have been an amazing moment. But what was that experience going to LA as well? Like, I was thinking, I wish I was in detached football, going to LA and stuff. What was that experience like? And also getting that call, you know, when did you find out when you got a phone call about, you know, getting called up to the Philippines for the first time?
That was one experience I can't really describe, getting called up for that LA camp. It was quite a weird one actually, because I got called up when I was sort of just trying to get back, because I think I was injured, and I think I had 1 week, if not like three training sessions to get back, otherwise I don't think I would have made it. And so yeah, that was quite scary to not almost like get going, but yeah, LA was crazy, and I've never been to LA, and never flew that far without my family and on my own. So yeah, that was definitely an experience. And meeting the girls and the coaches for the first time, and sort of being in that different environment and atmosphere in a national team, and some great players, and still got lot to learn from them, but it was crazy.
I'm sure your family were so proud as well. Obviously they're proud, but that must have been a great moment for them as well, to know that you're playing for your national team.
Yeah, very proud moment for them, and not only for them, but the rest of the family in the Philippines. They didn't really expect, I don't think any of us expected it, to be honest. And yeah, I just need to learn the national anthem, and hopefully they'll be even more prouder. So yeah.
Yeah, you yet to win your first cap, but I'm sure it's going to come soon. It's going to come. But now experience, obviously, in the Pinto Cup, you know, in Spain last month, what was that like as well, being going to a tournament? Unfortunately, didn't win the tournament, but it was still an experience to remember as well.
Yeah, like you said, yeah. We didn't win any of our games, but, you know, to sort of be in that team, be part of it, and get involved, is, like you said, it's an experience itself. And I couldn't be more grateful to get that opportunity, and not many players could get that opportunity. So definitely very thankful for that, and I can't wait for the next one. I think the next one will be very soon, in South Korea. So yeah, can't wait for that one.
That's another big thing. We've had some different guests on before, and I've spoken to Blue about this, like international football, you know, you do get to travel, you know, the world, you know, from LA to Spain, now South Korea, potentially. Like that has to be, you know, a lot of these places you probably never really think you'd probably travel to, because, you know, you just never know if you get the opportunity to. But that's another thing to add to your life. Like, I'm going to be able to go and travel, and obviously to play football, be with a lot of teammates and friends. That's a, you know, experience to savour.
Yeah. And those are the two things I love doing. Traveling and playing football. So to do that at the same time, and you know, be in a new country, new culture, and experience different weathers, experience different people, I couldn't be more grateful. And you know, it was a whole turning point in my life, because I've never really traveled by myself and sort of experienced it by myself. So to do that, it's a whole sort of learning process, and something I'll get used to, hopefully. So yeah, it's a great feeling.
Yeah, bring on the next one then. Bring on the next one. And I want to talk about just being a goalkeeper as a whole, because you know, it's you get shot a lot of balls at you. What's that like in, you know, in training, also in like matches? Normally Laura goes in, and then you're the one getting shot the balls at. You know, and of course the girls, they don't muck about. They hit them ball really hard. You know, so what's that like? And that must have been a moment where you think, sit on, girls. You know, but you make a lot of saves and stuff. But yeah, what's that like?
You definitely have to be brave. Yeah. I think that's something that I always tell everyone. You definitely have to face it. And that's just sort of, I think that's just sort of the person I am. And yeah, you know, sometimes I do feel like they don't have mercy at all. You know, when they're just 2 yards away and they still strike it with all their almighty, I think it's, you know, I don't mind them just sliding it across if they wanted to, but yeah, definitely some powerful shots I have to face with a lot of the players, and but you know, that's only going to make me better. And dealing with that, it was you know, week in, week out, it's great. It's a great feeling, and you know, to get the praises afterwards whenever I make a good save, it's, you know, it's a feeling that I can't really describe, and not many goalkeepers can. I just love what I do.
That's good. And obviously, we're at the end of the season already, Nina, which is mad to think. Like, I think we're in March already in 2024. It's crazy. But yeah, I think 6 games left to go. Up next is Rugby Borough, the final away game of the season. We beat them 4-1 at home actually last month, which was a good win. I'm sadly not going to be there. So a slap on the wrist for Ross, but I'm somewhere else. So I won't be at the final away game. But how is everyone, obviously, you know, from the Portland Road to a away trip to a Rugby Borough. Obviously, you said you're going to be in training later. But yeah, it's the final away game of the season.
Yeah, I think it's gone really quick. Maybe it's different for me because obviously half of the season I was in Cambridge. But yeah, it's definitely gone very quick. And to have this week as our last away game, it's, you know, it could be a little bit sad for us, and because, you know, we're a team that loves, you know, to travel together and stay overnight together and spend a little bit more time together, and build that, you know, team building and stuff like that. So to know that this is our last away trip, it's, you know, it's quite sad, but you know, I'm sure we'll make the most out of it in the journey and the coach, and yeah, you know, there'll be more next season. So yeah, we can't wait for that.
Yeah, and after that, it's 5 straight home games. First up, MK Dons on the 7th of April, the day after the Norwich, Ipswich Town, East Anglian derby at Carrow Road. So that's a big game on the Saturday, but on the Sunday. So yeah, if anybody can't make Rugby Borough, but you can make the game on the 7th of April, get yourself down to AJ Arena. We want to see as well, don't we, Nina, from Portland Road, 10,000. We want to see if we can encourage more fans to go down the Felixstowe. Obviously, we get a good, you know, average attendance of 400 to 500, but we want to hopefully encourage more people to go down the Felixstowe.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, like I said before, there's a lot of people that day, that first time watching us and first time seeing us. So hopefully, you know, we've really impressed them, and we really put on the show that they're interested and they liked, and so hopefully they'll, you know, they wouldn't mind traveling a little bit more outside of Ipswich to come and watch us and support us, and yeah, you know, like I said, inspiring the next generation. Who knows, there could be, you know, the kids could just ask their parents, mum, dad, let's go and watch the Ipswich Girls again, and yeah, get more supporters down and build up the audience, and yeah, we couldn't be more grateful for that. So yeah,
definitely bring it on. Well, Lena, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining me. Any other business from you? Any shout outs you want to mention? Anything else you think we missed?
No, I think that's it. But you know, shout out to my family. That's all, because I know they're going to be listening to this. So yeah, shout out to them and the family in the Philippines.
Yeah, I always see your you know, your parents and your sister as well. It's great to see them at all the games. So yeah, fair play to all the parents who travel the country, you know, supporting the team. Because I know there's a few parents who go to every game, which is a fair play. So even Joe's parents, a big shout out to Bill and Carol, who go to all the games as well, home and away, never fail. And it's great to see them in the director's box and enjoying the day. So yeah, big shout out to everyone who travels across the country. Big shout out to all the supporters. We, you know, we had the drummer as well. Good to see it. Megan's dad, obviously, is one of the drummers as well, part of that singing section. So, yeah, it's great to see them supporting in that home and away. They never fail. They come to the game. So, yeah, big shout out to you. And, of course, big shout out to our sponsors, Manscaped, that's another podcast. Big shout out to John Fowler's sisters, Mark Kennedy and the team there. Continue their support. And, yeah, bring on Rugby Borough. Sally, I won't be there, but the girls will be there and everyone else, I'm sure, will be there. So bring it on, and we'll be back next time for an Hour Track the Girls Tour. Bye for now.